One of the bills that cleared the Michigan legislature this session was a provision that allows certain bio-waste materials to be reused for beneficial purposes. These substances include things like cement kiln dust, wood pulp, and coal ash. Coal ash, as its name implies, is the leftover residue from coal burned by electric power plants. The bill permits coal ash to be used in road construction, but it may also be used in agriculture as a fertilizer supplement, and that has some environmental advocates concerned. Current State's Kevin Lavery reports.
You might remember hearing about the massive coal ash spill in Tennessee a few years back. In December 2008, a ruptured dike in a solid waste containment area released more than 1 billion gallons of coal ash slurry into a nearby river. It was the largest accident of its kind in the United States. A much smaller coal ash spill took place in 2011 across Lake Michigan near Milwaukee, when a bluff adjacent to an electric power plant collapsed. While incidents like these are rare, they've prompted some states to look for new beneficial applications for coal ash. The bill that just passed the Michigan House would allow coal ash to be mixed with concrete for road construction. Republican State Representative Wayne Schmidt is the bill's lead sponsor.
It's what the surrounding Great Lakes states currently do. It's been okayed by the US EPA, a variety of other groups. We're not putting it in playgrounds. We're not putting it in residential areas. This is inert product. You can put it in these road building products. It's completely safe.
But environmental groups disagree.
Coal ash is a toxic byproduct of burning coal, and so we really need to treat that substance as the hazardous waste that it is.
Tiffany Hartung is a member of the Michigan chapter of the Sierra Club. She's part of a campaign to move the state away from coal to renewable energy sources. The Sierra Club asserts coal ash threatens drinking water supplies, and some studies have linked exposure to lung cancer. Hartung says there are several problematic sites in Michigan, but she concedes it's hard to prove unequivocally the effects on health.
In the Bay City area, the Consumers Energy landfill has had some contamination problems where the contamination is leaking into groundwater, into the Saginaw Bay. But documentable is hard because when you're talking about things like cancer or other of those sort of health impacts and illnesses, it's hard to make a direct connection.
Coal ash was once a significant problem at America's largest university-based coal-fired power plant.
I'm Robert Ellerhorst. I'm the director of utilities for Power and Water at Michigan State.
Ellerhorst says decades before the T.B. Simon Power Station was built in 1965, MSU managed its coal ash residue from previous plants the same way public utilities did.
So we had low spots that were, we wanted to make them more usable for ground, and we filled low spots with ash. It was a management practice that was acceptable. We didn't make our first regulations for public landfills until the 70s, which is kind of surprising.
In 2007, an excavation near the plant found coal ash was more widely dispersed than common knowledge once believed. Ellerhorst says the residue has been moved off-site to local landfills.
There's no burying, there's no stockpiling, and there hasn't been stockpiling or burying of these materials for a lot of years.
Coal ash can also be spread on soil to help crops grow, and the Michigan legislation allows for that. Michigan State University has dabbled in that research, and it's been tried in neighboring states like Ohio. Nationwide, coal ash generation stands to be significantly reduced if the new EPA proposal on carbon emissions becomes law. The Obama administration is pushing for a 30% reduction of the nation's 2005 carbon emission level by 2030. For its part, Michigan State University is already cutting its carbon footprint. MSU developed an energy transition plan in 2012 that calls for a 65% reduction by 2030. Ellerhorst says MSU is making steady progress.
We're currently at about 8% of renewables. And we're about 17% reduction in greenhouse gas. Our voluntary goals are right on track with what the government's developing.
The Environmental Protection Agency's new carbon emissions proposal is now on the table. However, the agency is still trying to formulate its policy on coal ash. By court order, the EPA must draft a rule for liquid coal ash storage by December. For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.